Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt coming at you on this beautiful, glorious Saturday morning in the American Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones from Patriot Hill Territory. Welcome to all of our listeners on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630. And of course, our live streaming listening audience. Thank you guys all for being there. We want to make sure that we are a voice of encouragement for you guys. And just to remind you, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." We want liberty, but we can't have it without the Spirit of the Lord. They go hand in hand. At least a lasting liberty is not possible without the Lord. We believe that. Now, I have a special announcement. This has been kind of an ongoing discussion with the great folks at ACN and KTW, or Liberty Broadcasting Systems. And we've been talking about expanding because of the times that we're in, the season that we're in, which is what I'm going to talk about a little bit today, and discerning the times that we are in. Well, after some ongoing discussions and discussing with the station management, several listener letters, thank you all, by the way, God bless you guys, have asked, what can we do about getting John Jacob Schmidt on during the week, weekdays, and discussing some of these items. So that is going to happen. Now, for those of you who follow Radio Free Redoubt regularly and listen to our Sunday podcast, when we're not being tampered with, you still get all of our shows up at the Podbean. They're all uploaded at the Podbean site at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. But some shenanigans seem to be going on with our live streaming on Sunday evenings. The internet and the connection mysteriously gets disrupted right before we're supposed to go live streaming. And this is just kind of, I'm seeing a pattern here. I don't want to falsely accuse anyone, but also had some trouble tickets in for that stream service and having a difficult time getting a timely response. So I'm not sure. This cancel culture that's going on here, if you got the wrong, conservative message, then people want to mess with you. I'm not sure if that's what's actually going on. But anyway, for those of you who listen regularly to our Sunday show, you know that in my fourth segment, I have begun bringing on my bride, Lady Liberty, who has her own show, and she's been very involved as a patriot and a leader in the property rights movement. She's a published author, and she was the show host for Liberty State Radio up until just recently when that was switched over to the political church, calling Christians to action involved in the governance of God's kingdom here on earth, and done just an amazing job and built up quite a following and an audience of her own. So I have had her on in segment four for probably a couple of months now at least, and you listeners have really appreciated that extra component aspect of it, the additional ingredient that's made segment four really interactive and fun to listen to and interesting. So anyway, I wanted to just announce that we will begin a weekly morning commute from 7 a.m. to 7:30 each weekday morning. It'll be a half an hour show from 7 a.m. to 7:30 to talk about the issues from a Christian perspective, the things that are going on in the headlines, the things that are up on our radar, things that we need to be praying about, being watchful of, and trying to be discerning about. So this was supposed to begin on the first Monday of August, which incidentally is the day before, this August 3rd, is the day before the Washington State primaries. Well, after discussing with the station management, they thought that they really wanted to get our perspective and our what we have to say and think about in our observations about the political landscape, especially in Washington State. And that's where we're broadcasting out of, is Spokane, a Liberty State, right? And so that's going to take place. That's going to take place this coming Monday morning. Will be the first show of the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. It will be a Radio Free Redoubt production from 7 a.m. to 7:30. And then we'll also upload those to our Podbean player so you can listen to the archive versions. But if you're on your way to work or if you're at home getting ready for work, 7 a.m. to 7:30, you'll be able to tune in and listen. And that'll be on 96.5 FM and AM 630. And, of course, our live streaming for our wonderful listeners that are outside the area, especially those of you that are in occupied territory. So put that on your calendar. Set your alarm. Set your alarm for 6:45 so you can wake up to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we look forward to hearing your feedback. And we appreciate your guys' prayers and support. And we always appreciate your support. Also, the cost of expansion is a reality. And so any amount that you can help us out with, pledging $5, $10 a month, whatever it is, really helps us offset the cost of the growing cost of growing what we do. And we enjoy it. It's a ministry to us. It's a calling. It's to edify the church, to advance the kingdom, to encourage our believers, to speak the truth against lies, and call the enemy, love the enemy by calling them to repentance. And that's what we do, and that's what we feel called to do. And again, it's very rewarding. It is an amazing thing to do, and it is a huge sense of responsibility that we don't take lightly either. We'll be held accountable for the things that we say, and we'll have to give account for that. So that's a lot of responsibility, and willing to be used by him. It's his hands, his feet, and his mouthpiece. So, boy, we really covet your prayers also to make sure that we're where we need to be. There, you know, it is sad. We went to a Walmart in the north part of Spokane and saw four people not wearing masks. I would say four people out of maybe 1,000 were wearing masks at a Walmart. And to see this symbol of submission to a lie is very disheartening. It makes you feel like, oh, we don't have a chance. Now we're toast. But we are the remnant, right? And we were told that. You're a minority, especially in this day. As we go forward, if you believe in truth, if you believe in the Word of God and standing firm and being part of the remnant and not of this world, you're going to be a minority. It has been very encouraging recently to see a lot of these places where the people wearing masks look completely out of place and they're the minority. But they're so persistent in advancing these lies, saying that there's an emergency or saying that there's a pandemic when we don't even meet the textbook definition of what a pandemic is. This is about compliance. This is about submission. This is about an outward symbol of submission to a lie. So we went through Chewila, which is about an hour and a half north of Spokane. We went through Chewila and we stopped at a Safeway and we were denied entry. Not at the Walmart in North Spokane. They had security guards out there and they were wearing their masks. They kind of give the impression that it's being enforced, but they didn't say a word. But we stopped into a Safeway in Chewila and we were met at the door by a manager who said, we can't let you come in. You don't have a mask. Which we refuse. And so we had quite a discussion. We had to remind her that a private entity is enforcing something that's not even a state law. In fact, it's unconstitutional. It's been declared as such. And also reminded the manager, not her fault. This is just, like she said, she's just doing what she's told. And I reminded her that the governor, Inslee, when he gave his press release pointing out or announcing this mandate that he unilaterally implemented, wasn't a legislature that passed this law. He, under the false pretenses of this being an emergency or a pandemic, he unilaterally made something a law, coercing the private businesses to enforce it, which by definition is fascism. Literally, fascism, the word fascism gets thrown around so loosely and used so loosely, it almost doesn't have any merit. But the definition is when you have a private entity enforcing through enforcing edicts that would not be lawful for a government to do, essentially making them law enforcement. So the governor, when he gave his press release, didn't have a mask on. He even acknowledged it. He says, "I thank you all for wearing your masks. I'm not wearing mine because of the First Amendment. Now, here is the new rule. Mandated masks." Although, I guess, according to his words, there's an exemption due to the Constitution. And I'm wondering, going into, so we're boycotting Safeway. We're done. Safeway, you need to repent. This is absolutely unacceptable. I guess Starbucks announced that they're going to mandate it. Costco has too. We dropped our membership at Costco. And will not return until they reverse their policy, until they repent. I'm not going to continue to support a lie. If that means not doing any shopping in Washington State at all and keeping our business in Idaho, that works too. Or until Liberty State prevails, which isn't it time, people? Isn't it past time? I'm wondering which constitutional rights are they willing to violate or not violate? What happens if they say Christians, because of their faith, promoting the not wearing of masks or placing people at risk. They believe in an afterlife. We saw this. I talked about this article. Christians believe in an afterlife, and so they don't place as much value on life. So they will walk around wearing masks because they're not worried about dying from a disease, which means they're placing all of the rest of us at risk. And this is a common narrative that we're seeing, where Christians increasingly are being accused of placing the rest of humanity at risk because of our faith. You see where this is going. So it made me wonder, if they are willing to violate the First Amendment by making you put a muzzle over your mouth in order to come into a store, when are they going to say Christians can't come into the store because Christians place lives at risk because of their beliefs? Well, they're not going to do that. You have the religious freedom of religion. They're obviously, we have the freedom of speech too. To have our mouths covered, to be responsible for ourselves. Well, it's obvious that they're completely have overstepped their bounds. So we are, Lady Liberty and I said, we will not ever. Matter of fact, there are several other people that are quite upset about being turned away, especially, I guess, up in Chihuahua. It's the only grocery store there is in the town. So you're limiting people's ability to be able to shop for groceries, which is, I thought, was essential, if I'm not mistaken. So interesting times, but really the way I see this is conditioning. This is conditioning the citizenry to be compliant. And refusing to do business transactions with you until you comply with this outward symbol of submission, which right now it's a mask. How long is it going to be before it is something other than a mask? How long is it going to be before it is an immunity passport, a vaccine-based immunity passport? How long is it going to be before they make it very convenient for you and make it something that you put on your right hand or your forehead? And so it was disheartening to see how readily such a large number of the citizenry are willing to comply with something that is a slippery slope that history, if we go far enough to have history books to look back on this moment, if Christ doesn't return before then humanity would look back at this and say, we were so dumb, we were so naive and gullible, never again. How many times throughout history have those who have gone before us said, oh, we should have seen that coming. Never again. Never again will we allow this thing to happen where people are saying, I'm just doing my job. Don't be mad at me. I'm just doing my job. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's exactly what the Nazis said when they rounded up Jews. I'm just doing my job. Or when Armenians were being rounded up by Muslim Turks. Or when the Romans were hanging Jesus on a cross. They were just doing their job. Anyway, when we come back from the break, I'll talk about Sam Culper and the Forward Observer and discerning the times, discerning the season that we're in. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters. WERKZ.com is the website where you can learn how to get your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers. They're made right here in the American Redoubt, and there's a lifetime guarantee on everything they make. Patriot-owned business. All right, we'll be right back after this. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Hi, this is John Jacob Schmidt.
And I'm Lady Liberty.
We invite you to join us each weekday morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 for The Morning Commute, a production of Radio Free Redoubt.
Listen on the ACN affiliate, KTW, out of Spokane on 96.5 FM, AM 630, or live streaming by clicking on the Liberty Bell at acn.cc.
God bless, and we'll see you then. Welcome back. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Good morning, everyone. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is a website, 6 fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, just on the south end of the lake, of the Coeur d'Alene Lake, and on the St. Joe. Just beautiful, especially this time of year. It's just it's great. So, yeah, check them out and support a Patriot-owned business. Now, I subscribe to the Forward Observer, which is ran by Sam Culper. He goes by Sam Culper, and he is a former Army intelligence analyst. He does a great job of keeping up on news and from an intelligence kind of a perspective for the Patriot preparedness community. And he does a great job, great service. But I want to share with you just one example. Here's his executive summary. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the time that we're in, how we need people that can discern the times that we're in. They truly have the ability to discern. So here's his executive summary that he puts out. This is to his subscribers. I want to share with you. And if you guys are interested in intelligence, not just news, but actually analysis and intelligence, I recommend the Forward Observer. This is what he writes. This is an executive summary that just came out on the 8th, a couple of days ago. Inspired by recent socialist success in New York, Democratic Socialists of America senatorial candidate Jackie Fielder is hoping for a, quote, wildfire on the West Coast and said California is ripe for a revolution. Now, this is, we're talking communist revolution here. These are people that are in our government. This is a Senate candidate, New York. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota, recently advocated for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and its political system. Economic blight is one possibility for a growing number of cities where crime is rising and high-income earners are moving out. And then in Portland, Oregon, six more protesters were indicted on federal charges of property destruction and assaulting federal officers at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse on the city's 40th consecutive day of civil unrest. Goldman Sachs recently warned clients to hedge their investments due to the risk of quote-unquote major complications to November elections. So what that is a synopsis, and then each of those items that I just read to you, he breaks down further and provides an analysis, like from a military intelligence analyst level of perspective. Does a great job. Do you see the things that we are being confronted with in the United States? We have people that are trying to get into our government and have a very good chance, probably will make that Senate position, that Jackie Fielder. And Representative Ilhan Omar is already in our Congress, a Muslim who is advocating for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and its political system. Now, these are people who by law have to take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. FBI, where are you? These people should be persecuted, prosecuted. They should be brought to justice. They should be removed from office immediately. So we're called to discern the times and the seasons that we're in. Hebrews 5:14 said, "But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Why is that important? Because today we literally have a culture, an entire culture, that cannot discern between good and evil. Now we have rappers writing and recording and producing songs calling never maskers, those who will not wear a mask, as part of the problem that needs to be dealt with. At a cultural level, calling for compliance. This is just the beginning. And now pushing for the overthrow of our political system openly now, where we used to call this out. Years ago, we were called conspiracy theorists. And so they keep inching forward until they get so bold, they don't even hide their agenda anymore. But are we redeemed? No. Those are called conspiracy theory for the next thing coming down the road. Never acknowledging that what we said and what we called out before was actually true and accurate. And so they're calling for a revolution. They're calling for the tearing down of the system. And Sam Culper, talking about someone who can, and an analyst, someone who can discern the times, just posted this on his Facebook page a couple of days ago. A listener sent this to me. I hadn't even seen it. So this is what he writes. "I hesitate to write this because I know how it will be cast, but it needs to be said. When the time comes, don't let anything or anyone discourage you from the violence that needs to occur. The only way the boot gets lifted is if we move it. We can't pass our position on to our progeny." In other words, we can't let the next generation put this off and let the next generation have to deal with this or the consequences of us not taking action. Now, he's not calling for violence, but it's just like you have to be mentally prepared for it when you know a fight is coming. When you are walking with your wife at night to go to a parking lot and then two guys jump out and they tell you what they intend to do and they lunge at you and your wife, the fight's on. You have to be prepared to carry out the violence that's necessary for you to survive that encounter because you are engaged in combat. So we have history to look to. We can discern based on what we know from human behavior and history and the now openly declared intent of a historically violent ideology, communism. Saying they are going to overthrow our system and have a revolution and a wildfire in our streets. Now, we're already seeing the demonstration of the street-level thugs carrying out violence, but it hasn't been escalated to the point of open warfare. But if we are confronted to that, with that, then we need to be prepared in our minds. If we are going to win, if we think we are going to win, that we have to adjust our minds to be able to rise to that level of violence, which is hard for us to do. Now, I'm speaking from a soldier's perspective. You want to lose a war, don't fight back. But for many of us, that's not an option. So here's somebody discerning the times that we are in. Can you imagine King David not being willing to do the violence that was necessary? It was violent. Look in the Bible. Look what had to be done by these people fighting against evil, godless cultures who were bent on destroying them, utterly destroying God's people. Our country was founded by men who were willing, capable, trained, and their minds were oriented toward rising to that necessity if it came, and it did. They're saying, oh, you got these patriots, they're planning for war. No, we're not planning to start a war. These guys are already saying they're going to start it. But we need to be planning to resist it. And we'll be talking more about that, Radio Free Redoubt, on our podcast. So join us then. But anyway, we're out of time, folks. Join us tomorrow night, RadioFreeRedoubt.com, and then Monday morning right here at KTW. You guys all have a safe weekend. God bless. My name is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.